I guess. Welcome to Geeks Without God with Molly Glover, Nick Glover, and Tim Wick.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks Without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we're going to take a look at some commonly held beliefs that just aren't true. Because people believe all sorts of weird shit, y'all.
We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Molly Glover, joined as always by my co-hosts, Tim Wick.
Hello.
And Nick Glover.
A lot of people just think it's Nick Glover, but actually it's Nick Glover.
Oh, people think it is Nick Glover, actually. And today we are debunking through the use of Wikipedia, some common misconceptions and commonly believed myths, maybe even veering into urban legend territory that people may have and that maybe you, the listener, has. A lot of these that I found surprised me. So, yeah, it's there's some good ones about science and about art and culture. And there's actually a really fun, comprehensive list on Wikipedia that I found that we're getting a lot of these from, but they have lots of citations and it's fun. The first one that I like: the dark side of the moon receives about the same amount of light from the sun as the near side of the moon. We call it the term dark side of the moon because we couldn't go there. We hadn't gone there yet. And so it was the dark side of the moon to us. But actually, it is we hadn't sent anybody around the moon yet because of tidal locking. We always see the same side of the moon, but that other side gets about the same amount of sun as the side that we see, which I find very interesting. I did not know that. I thought the dark side of the moon was dark and that it was always dark over there, but that's not correct.
No. Yeah.
I have a dumb one.
You have a dumb one.
Oh, you have a dumb one.
So, it's totally useless to anyone of us, but I just thought it was neat. Some people talk about things burning up on reentry to the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It is not friction with the atmosphere that's causing them.
I thought that it was. That's neat.
It is not.
Huh.
It's isentropic heating of the air molecules within the compression wave of reentry that's actually causing it. It is a frictionless energy exchange that has more to do with entropy. But I've always thought it was just the friction against the atmosphere, the layers as they came in, and it is very much not.
That is very interesting.
My life is completely unchanged knowing that fact. Yet I think it's a neat myth.
But here's one, Molly, that I think is important. You know, and I don't know. Maybe you're going to bring this up later, but I think the myth, or the saying that the average person swallows 8 spiders a year while they're sleeping.
Oh, God. Is
completely bullshit.
Really? Yeah,
it's not true at all.
I always thought that sounded insane because I'm a very light sleeper.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I would wake up.
If there was something crawling across your face 8 times a year. I mean, it has to be crawling across your face more than 8 times a year, because it's not going to end up in your mouth every time it's crawling across your face.
And believe me, saying this makes me want to die, but unless they are slowly parachuting down directly over your open mouth from the ceiling, then you would definitely feel it on your face. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The pyramids of Egypt were not constructed with slave labor.
What? I thought the Jews did it.
So two things. The idea that slaves were used originated with Herodotus, and there's no evidence substantiating his claims. They can find no evidence. Herodotus, I think is how you say that, just said they were slaves. And the idea that they were Israelites came centuries after the pyramids were constructed. Huh. So the idea that that they were Jews and that they were slaves are independently incorrect.
And in fact, there's no evidence that the Jews were ever slaves in Egypt.
It appears there is no evidence other than the Bible. If you call the Bible evidence,
which I do not.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
That's crazy.
That one took me by surprise. Also, I knew this one, but in case someone listening believes this still, Tutankhamun's tomb does not have a curse inscribed on it, saying that anybody who disturbs it will be cursed. That's not real. That was invented in the 20th century by tabloid journalists.
Because they were like, oh, look at all these people related with it who died because they were all dead because they got old and shit. Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard that sculptures were painted colors. Yeah. Ancient Greek sculptures are all painted colors that have just since worn away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it looks like they're all just white marble.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought the misconception was that wasn't true. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that is true.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's a lot of people don't believe that one, but that one is true. Yeah.
Do you guys know about how the whole myth of MSG causing headaches and stuff?
Oh, no.
No?
You know about this?
No.
Okay. So
I've heard MSG causes headaches. I'd had a roommate in college who assured me that she could tell the difference.
So there was a professor or scientist that was trying to prove a point about how science journals will print any study without much rigor or review. And he published a joking article about Chinese food syndrome. And that hypothesized it was a Chinese restaurant syndrome, a group of symptoms such as numbness of the neck, arms, and back, with headaches, dizziness, and palpitations, because it's heavily seasoned with MSG. So no one has been able to figure out who wrote this article, and someone was looking into it and trying to figure it out. It got spread because of racism, largely. But no, it turned, this guy came forward and he's like, yeah, actually, I wrote that study. I would have thought everyone would known it was fake because of the name I used was like an obvious joke name. And yet people didn't put it together until years later. This is just in the last few years here. But yeah, no, it all started because of some guy wanted to prove a point.
Oh, wow.
Huh. Total bullshit. It spread because of racism.
Huh. Racism. It's what's wrong with everything.
Yeah.
I wanted to let you both know that it is a preposition is completely okay to end a sentence with.
Yes, that's true.
It's true because that actually comes from the Latin. In Latin, you are not supposed to end a sentence with a preposition, but in English, it is completely okay to end a sentence with a preposition. So if you've been getting a lot of crap online for ending a sentence with a preposition, you can ask the person if they are speaking Latin, and presumably they are not.
Yeah, and, probably not.
So there you go.
The myth that started my idea for this episode was the myth that urine is sterile, which many people believe. Many reasonable, rational people believe urine is sterile. It is not sterile. Nothing in you or on you is sterile. Just FYI, you are made entirely of germs and bacteria. You are not sterile. But I have also heard people say, well, of course, other people's urine isn't sterile, but your urine is sterile to you. Also not true.
But
I don't even know, Tim.
We talked last week about my mom dying, and one of the things that was going on that we were trying to figure out was the fact that we had to find the source of the infection. And one of the potential sources of the infection was that she had a blockage in her kidney, and they were concerned that her urine had become infected, and they were trying to drain it. So, I knew that pretty much debunks that entire myth right there, doesn't it?
It's absolutely bonkers to me. That obviously goes hand in hand with the don't pee on jellyfish stings. That doesn't do anything. The urea content in urine doesn't neutralize the jellyfish toxin. That's not real.
Does it help with athlete's foot? Does it kill the fungus in athlete's
foot? I don't think so, no. I'm pretty sure, no. I don't know.
It's just a matter of the pH.
But I can tell you that you can make a jellyfish sting worse by peeing on it because your urine is full of bacteria.
Oh.
And the jellyfish sting can often be an open wound depending on how badly you were stung. So just don't pee on stuff. Don't pee on wounds.
And definitely don't drink your own pee.
No. Have you guys heard the myth that like top level chess, like grandmasters, when they're having competitions and they're playing chess hard all day, that their brain use has as much calorie burn as like an Olympic athlete?
Oh, I haven't heard that. Have you heard that?
I have.
The myth is that high level complex thought exercises and work will burn as much calories as physical activity.
That's so dumb.
I mean,
clearly there are no mathematicians who are overweight. So this makes sense.
What nerd kid convinced her for the first time?
Absolutely.
No, mom, I don't need to go outside. I'm thinking.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Would you like to hear a religious myth?
Oh, yes.
All right. Did you know that there is nothing in the Bible that indicates Mary Magdalene was a prostitute?
Really? Huh.
Yes. At one point, she is referred to as a sinful woman, but it's not even clear that that's Mary Magdalene. So there is no evidence outside of people in church calling her a prostitute that Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. So there you go.
Have you heard the myth that German was almost the official language of the United States, but it lost by one vote?
I've heard that.
You heard that one?
Yeah.
That's not true. There was never a bill to make German the official language of the United States. It was never proposed at the state level. However, in 1794, a petition from a group of German immigrants was put aside on a procedural vote of 42-41 that would have had the government publish some laws in German so German immigrants could read them. Mm. And one person abstained from that vote, a guy who was of German descent, who decided he couldn't choose. But I remember hearing that from a history teacher in college, that German was almost the official language of the United States, but it lost by one vote. That's the power of your vote, people. That's the power of your vote. We could all be speaking German except for one vote. And it was like,
That's not amazing.
This is a fun game.
Yeah. You know, if your phone gets wet, like you drop it in the pool.
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to put it in dry rice.
Rice. Sure. Yeah. It sucks out the moisture. Uh-huh.
It does not.
What?
Oh.
It doesn't do that at all.
I've done it so many times.
In fact, the starch from the rice can cause corrosion in the dampness of the phone. You're better off turning it off right away and putting it in, drying it with a towel, and using actual like moisture absorbing things that aren't going to leave, you know, granules and food dust in your phone, and putting it in front of a fan to dry off, because air circulation is going to dry it out. And unless you have like a desiccant, you know, like silica or something.
What if you put it in front of a fan and then set some rice between the fan and your phone so the rice gets blown onto your phone?
Or so that it's extra rice dry air. Yeah.
Ricey air. Okay, here's one that actually I think this myth does harm, and that there is no evidence is true. And I would imagine that most of us as geeks know this already. There's no proof that violent video games make people more prone to violence.
That makes sense.
There's literally no research that proves that. It is something that politicians use to throw the conversation usually away from guns, but with anything that you know they don't really want to pass laws to prevent, they just blame it on violent video games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Violent video games, not a thing.
Here's another one that I find to be dangerous and is very frustrating to me. Vitamin C does not prevent or treat the common cold. It can have a proactive effect if taken daily to help reduce the severity of a cold you then contract. But if you already have a cold, vitamin C does nothing. Same with zinc.
Yep.
Zinc does nothing. So when people are like, it's okay because I'm taking Airborne and vitamin C and I'm hoping that, you know, I'm really going to hope that it makes it better. That isn't going to make it any better. That is nothing that they do. That does nothing. Other than vitamin C is a vitamin that you pee out all the excess, right? So that's why you can take as much vitamin C as you want and it's right. not going to kill you because you pee out the whatever you don't need. So it makes you pee a little more, which makes you thirsty. And people are usually getting vitamin C by drinking juice. So what's actually the benefit they're feeling is from hydration.
Huh.
More than anything is the issue.
Hmm. You both know that polygraph tests are absolute bullshit, right?
They're bullshit.
It's a dangerous myth that lie detectors are work or have any place in the legal system at all. They've been very thoroughly debunked. Someone who's lying can calm themselves in certain ways. People can be nervous about other things, but their heart rate, blood pressure, respiration, and skin conductivity are all affected by tons of things that aren't lying. Who'd have thought?
That's weird. That's weird.
It is amazing how many. So this list of a lot of the ones on this list, I remember when I looked at this the first time, I was like, well, that's obvious. I mean, that's obvious. Like the one that's like, you can't get pregnant swimming in a pool that someone jerks off into. Like, No, obviously that's not a thing. But then there is some where I'm like, I believed that. I really believed that. What? Like, now I lost it. It's gone. The one I had is gone. I hit it.
Well, isn't it my turn anyway?
Diamonds are not infinitely hard.
Oh.
No.
They can be scratched. You can't scratch a diamond. You can chip a diamond. It's just the hardest known material on the Mohs scale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you want to know something about one of the most important people in our country, George Washington?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there are two interesting myths. One is that he had wooden teeth, which is not correct. He did have dentures. They were not made of wood. They were made of lead, which that sounds healthy.
Oh god.
Gold, hippopotamus ivory, and then the teeth came from various animals, including horse and donkey teeth. Now, there is another story that the teeth came from human slaves. That is possible but unlikely.
Okay.
Huh.
So
I've heard the one about obviously I've heard the wooden teeth and then also that they weren't wood, they were something else, but I've heard
slave teeth as a rumor. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, I've heard that they were all slaves' teeth. That is not accurate. They were not all slaves' teeth. Huh. Some of them were human teeth, but there is not any evidence to say for certain that they were the teeth of slaves. So he had slaves, so he was still a fucker.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe he wasn't chewing food with his slaves' teeth. So
hey, Molly.
Yes.
Why did daylight savings start? Do you know?
I was always told it was so farmers could have the time they needed, which didn't make much sense to me because it's winter. But like farmers needed more time to be able to harvest their crops.
It goes from spring to fall, though. It goes like over summer. So, I mean,
I see. You mean the daylight savings, not why do we switch it all? Yeah.
So daylight I've always heard farmers, right?
Yeah,
so they have more daylight to work in the fields. And,
get to the bank. Yeah, right? Because they need to be able to go to the bank after they work in the field all day.
Right, to deposit their corn. In the bank. Germany first did daylight savings to conserve coal usage during World War I, and Americans adopted it in 1918 after that. The idea was that, if summer daytime is extended 1 hour into the evening, there's one less hour of darkness that needs the energy for lighting or temperature control. So they'd be consuming less coal for, the wartime effort and all that. Yeah, has nothing to do with farmers whatsoever, and probably doesn't even save, you know, I mean, certainly not coal now, but, you know, it doesn't save oil or whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Total. I've been lied to my whole life.
Yeah. It was always like it's people not like you who have a different life and you should, we do this for them. And it was like, oh, we need them. We need the farmers. I understand. You're like, my suburban brain can wrap around that, you know?
All right. I got one more.
All right. Okay. All right. I got one more after that. So I think, okay. I think
because this is fun. You know how Rasputin was famously impossible to kill, that he was,
yeah,
he was,
and had like two dicks, and
they tried a bunch, right? Yeah. They tried to kill him a bunch.
Poisoned, and he was stabbed, and he was shot,
yeah. Yeah.
And then thrown into the river where they, yeah, thought, nope, not true. He was shot to death. He was just shot to death. They just
they
shot
didn't
him.
Do any, there wasn't all the other attempts on his life that he survived.
Yeah, all of that is a sensationalized account by one of the conspirators. It's the only source of the story. Nobody else corroborates it. The autopsy said he was shot to death. All that other stuff is just a lie by some dude who wanted to make himself sound impressive.
Oh, wow.
It might surprise you to learn that that dude was white. So,
oh, that does, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay, I'm going to close with this one.
Okay.
There is no definitive proof of the existence of the vaginal G-spot.
What?
And the general consensus is that no such spot exists in the vagina-having body. They say female, but we know better.
I've been married a long time, and I've been looking for it, so I guess I better stop.
Apparently everything I've been told about, if you go up and you feel back and there's like a rough patch, that's it. Nope. That's just some striated muscle that some people have and others don't. It's just a textural thing. It's not, there is no scientific proof of the G spot.
Sorry, ladies.
Yes. Sorry, everybody with vaginas. Too bad for you.
That was a downer of a last.
Right. Man. Sorry to end on a bummer one, but that's where we're. I mean, that's where we're at. That's where we're at. Also, no, you can't get pregnant in a swimming pool unless you're fucking in a swimming pool. That was one that I remember someone saying when I was in junior high, someone being like, I don't want to be in the pool with the boys because they get erections, and erections can have pre-cum, and pre-cum has enough sperm that you can get pregnant by it. And I'm like, okay, all of that is correct. And why don't you want to be in the pool? And they're like, because the sperm can swim in water. That's what they're supposed to do. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, and they'll swim up into me and get me pregnant. And I'm like, no, that's not possible because of chlorine.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? And I'm like, because of the chlorine, that's why we can be in the pool.
It's there to kill everything that's alive. That's what the chlorine is for. The sperm come out of the dick and they go into the water and they're like, eh, and they are done.
It was like hot tub. It's just too inhospitable.
Yeah.
Salty or, I mean, hot, you or
might
whatever.
Your vagina might get haunted, I guess.
Yeah.
Haunted by dead sperm.
Aren't we all? Anyway, a very silly episode that we threw together to make sure that we were not missing too much time for you. So you're welcome. And as always, if you have ideas for a topic for us that you would love to hear us talk about, let us know. We would love to investigate those topics.
Sooner rather than later, perhaps.
If you enjoy weekly content from us, let me just say, that would help. you can follow us on Facebook, and I will try to remember to post on Blue Sky when I can. But you know what? It's fine. It's fine. Facebook is where we're at. We are all old. We are on Facebook. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next Tuesday. Goodbye.
Bye. Another common misconception is that people actually listen to the outro of podcasts.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. Authority, we don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Need more Geeks Without God? Go to our website, read our blog posts, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter @Geeks Without God. Social media!
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
I'm an orphan.